The Odysseum Theatre. We are standing in front of the Odysseum Theatre. Before putting on plays, concerts and dance shows, this spot was a village hall. We are back in 1869. Plans to establish a joint theatre for the towns of Neuilly, Courbevoie and Puteaux were launched by a local entrepreneur. Disrupted by the war in 1870, they were revised down to a simple village hall. It opened in 1894 at No. 3 Rue Gérard in Puteaux. To begin with, it was a meeting place that the owner allowed the town council to use for free. Oh, we had some good times here, all right. Charity events, prize givings, film showings, concert and dances. In 1909, the council decided to build its own town hall. The architect, Bevière, was awarded the contract. Work began in 1913, but the 1914-1918 World War slowed progress down. The public wasn't able to enjoy the benefits of this new building until 1921. Let's take a closer look at it. A building made from cut stone in a neoclassical style, its originality rests in its square dome. It also includes a bas-relief to be found in the heart of its central gable. This is decorated with seated cherubs, who are also known as putti. Around them are garlands, cornucopia, flowers, masks, and the coat of arms of the town of Puteaux. In 1965, the hall won new stripes thanks to the architect Roger Talibert. He turned it into a theatre, the Odysseum Theatre. Unfortunately, in 1977, a fire destroyed the roof. In 1986, the theatre was restored to its full glory thanks to renovation work carried out by the architect's firm, Eram and Shafi. The result? A 470-seater theatre with exceptional acoustics. Go round the theatre now to rejoin the Rue Benoît Malon by turning to the right. A few metres along, still on the right, follow the Rue Bourgeoise. The Church of Notre-Dame de Pitié, or Our Lady of Mercy, awaits us. Please continue your visit. See you soon!